Yeah.
Anyway, if you just few courses of time, you know, it'll just have its effect. You study the books, like the prasadam, the chant, and they just get used to us. Like, you know, we're there. You know, a lot of these counselors, policemen, we've been out here before they were born. So what do they tell us?
Actually, because we got a good relationship, even with people, isn't it? Because, of course, they caught him on CCTV when he was warming up with the pram, and she was walking away because he put his foot in front of the pram. Anyway, then he was in pain. And we went down and took the key. There's no problem. You know, it was all, I know where we were. Because he ate the license, the chief of the licensee. She gave him £1 when he asked for the 10, and I think, you know, she started to freak out a bit. But she thought I went down to see her, you know, there's no problem. So we have a good relationship here. You know. It's like I say, because they're used to seeing us, we got the restaurant, and they're just seeing us here. We are, we are.
Anyway, and people become, they become purified. They get to know us, but ultimately they get purified, and they make spiritual advancement. They keep hearing about the Krishnas, you know. So whatever they're saying, what they're advancing.
There was one Sunday in Cardiff, the police actually threw everybody out of Cardiff, all the street traders, direct edibles. And we were the only ones that were safe. They said, no, you can stay.
We were distributing books, and we were walking around us, picking these guys up. We were just giving books, and there was these, I mean, they are rogues. They are, this ticket tags selling.
Yeah, they do that in London, they do that in Regent, Oxford Street, like 15, 20 days before Christmas.
Yeah, they clean us.
Clean everyone out.
Yeah. They were just cleaning the way for us. They were just going to, we were there, and they were just walking around us, didn't let us alone. But, are we going to get swept up along with it? But it was like this, I guess
we're
used to seeing this for so long.
It means that they're sort of accepting us. They're accepting it for them. And that's sort of progress. You know, things happen. On a certain level, some things happen quickly. On another level, some things happen slowly. It rains and, you know, water comes streaming down the mountains. Bit by bit, the mountains are also being worn down. And so there's immediate results, there's long-term results. Just by staying in the place, chanting Hare Krishna, preaching, results come. You just have to stick at it. And you can't foretell what the results will be. It's like when in 1989, you know, on the Berlin Wall, all of a sudden it's just like the whole, you know, history just changed, you know, in half of Europe all of a sudden from one day to the next, everything just changed. The whole lifestyle, the whole world, everything just changed. And it, why? Because it was, you know, karma. And something came to an end, and then something new began. The same thing in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness builds up at a certain point. Something hits a saturation point, and it can just like change like that. And simultaneously, it can also change slowly. It's also is changing slowly. In order to make a big change, you have a slow change.
You know, that girls, the parents, the father, he brings those girls, you're talking, you know, this is like their religion, and then you know, Sunday afternoon he drops them away, and then picks them back up, and then that, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
He comes in for a bit of
yeah, that's far out. The, yeah. You know, father brings his, I don't know, 13-year-old daughters.
Yeah, there's even one younger. Because when I've seen her come
up, she's
a...
the Krishna temple,
yeah,
picking
up.
Yeah, that means that they're accepting.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, it's slowly, slowly, you know, you're being accepted.
Because, you know, the guy's probably younger than you are, father.
Yeah, he's about the same age.
So, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness, being around, and it's no longer just sucked out. It's no longer something that's threatening people.
And they were the vegetarians,
Those girls are vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah. The father's a vegetarian.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The girl, she's all of her life, she's vegetarian.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, good kids, and we're trying things. Yeah. There's one young, she's more like 10 or 8, I guess, she's chanting. So when I seen him in, I thought, oh, did your parents not keep what you're doing?
It make a lot of difference if people are vegetarians.
Mm.
It's very easy for them to, minds are much clearer. That's interesting. Sounds lifelong vegetarian. Yeah, you get that now. Yeah. Parents are already vegetarian. That's how they bring up their kids.
Yeah.
The kids have never eaten meat. It puts them in a whole different space also.
Yeah.
I mean, like your kids.
Yeah.
Probably all vegetarian.
Yeah. Kind of looks for them. That's the question, yeah. It depends what day it is and how angry I am. They don't sit too close to me when I'm
angry.
Yeah, yeah. Put me on the table on my own in the corner.
Yeah, I was just
thinking,
as we have in the
Rathiatch,
we have third run this year. It's either going to be 11th or the 18th. And we'd all prefer very much like to come, because we could.
But probably won't.
Yeah.
I have to stay put. I'm moving around too much. I don't have enough time to concentrate on what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
I like to come with it.
Yeah, yeah, that's really
come for one day, it's like 4 days. It's a day here, a day back.
Yeah.
Spend 2 days here. And let's see. And then August means Janmashtami, Vyas Puja, Radhashtami.
Yeah, it's my day and night.
We just thought if we didn't ask.
That's our, Nam Hara camp, everything's going on. Really, really busy time. From May till end of September, it's just non-stop, something going on. Festivals, Padyatra, Sankirtan, programs, rock festivals, and everything. It doesn't stop. It's very good. Very, very intense. Everyone has a bit of time to breathe. Marathon is sort of like a break.
Yeah.
Just everyone gets regulated for that.
One boy in Manchester, and I gave him some books, and now he's here. I don't know how.
Really?
He's chanting 13 rounds.
I got it.
13. And I only made 2 weeks.
You mean despite the fact that he met you?
Yeah. I got to sit this boy down and give him a secret talking to.
And I took him to the temple in Manchester, and after that, somehow, I came here and he came here. And I didn't even recognize
Keith him. Keith Walker's down here also.
Yeah, where did he come?
Yeah, he said he moved into the valleys.
Yeah, he's up in my state.
Yeah, he gives books, people come. It's amazing.
Yeah, in Manchester, they're so famous.
Manchester people are very good. I mean, we got more devotees per square head than anywhere else. I mean, he came from Manchester.
Yeah.
But since ever.
Yeah.
Since ever, Manchester is a great place for making devotees. Just a tough place to live.
Just make them and ship them out of there. That's what happened.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Very good place. Manchester, Liverpool.